the topic that was being discussed, obviously, the South Sudan peace process. But what we were doing was we were looking at the fragilities and possibilities in the South Sudan peace process, issues that make the agreement fragile and issues that make, you know, the possibilities that can come out of this agreement, I guess.
How does the situation look like from United Kingdom? Is there any an interest in the developed world for South Sudan?
What Chris Trott was saying is the international community, you know, will continue to support South Sudan's peace process. They just want to make sure that the parties are committed to, you know, what's signed in the agreement, that they're committed to the implementation of the peace agreement. And they're keeping track of that.
Does it like look from the perspective of the people in London, for example, that peace has finally come to South Sudan, or they have another thought?
I think there is obvious skepticism. People are obviously, you know, asking questions such as, you know, what's different this time around? You know, people want to know whether it's this time it's going to really hold. You know, all those questions are reasonable given the prior agreements that have that have had challenges. And I guess, but people are still open, you know, I think they're open and they're just waiting to see the outcome. And I think that, you know, one of the important messages that Ambassador Chris made was, he said that the people of South Sudan, everybody is tired and everybody just wants an opportunity to move on. And that, you know, people are looking at this as the opportunity. And I agree with him. I think what is different, definitely different this time, is that everybody, I think, can agree that the South Sudanese people just want an opportunity to move on, you know. And if this peace agreement gives them that, then everybody's on board. It's not so much about the details in the agreement, but it's just about silencing the guns. I think that's the priority right now, to silence the guns, and then everybody kind of, you know, try to rebuild their lives, you know, step by step, just the basics for now.
What do you expect from the parties to the agreement? Do you see the possibility that the formation of the interim government will be in on time?
I personally am very optimistic this time around. I think the last 5 years has touched everyone, and I think this time around the parties will approach this agreement differently, and I think in a more positive way. And you know, the move, I think what happened in Juba on the 31st of October, you know, with Dr. Riad, you know, returning to Juba for the celebration, I think that was a very big positive move in the right direction. And I guess right now it's hard for anyone to say, you know, anything about the future. It's just about, you know, being, for me, I think it's just about being positive, being optimistic, and hoping that, you know, each day we're heading in the same, in the right direction.
Yes, it's like 2 months have gone in the pre-transitional, 6 months left for the new government, inclusive government to be formed, the transitional government. What do you think this government should do different this time around?
I think this time the government should focus on, you know, rebuilding the economy. And that was the focus on, you know, my paper yesterday, I think. In order to have sustainable peace, in order for people to also like rebuild their lives and, you know, pick up from the tragedy that's happened, I think we need to, the government really needs to look at have an economic plan and of how the economy is going to be revived.
You know, one of the panelists of yesterday's discussion happened to be from the South Sudan Opposition Alliance that actually didn't sign the agreement. How were their points taken? Is there a way that they can be brought back on the board to support the implementation of the peace agreement?
I think they want the government to reach out, to continue to reach out to them. I think they're open for, continuous dialogue in the future. I don't think, from the sounds of Ambassador Ajarin, what he said yesterday, it doesn't sound hostile towards the government and the new government to be formed. However, they have their conditions, and that's what they're standing firm on. But I think the voice that they represent is the voices of, people who are doubting whether this agreement will hold due to, previous agreements that have been signed, due to the history of South Sudan recently, especially since independence. And I understand that. But I think what's important now, and I think it's is how to move beyond that and how to see this agreement as an opportunity to actually move forward.